The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
Tickets go on sale at 10 o'clock this morning for Joey Fatone and AJ McLean, a legendary night at the Venetian Theater, Friday, August 2nd. Joey Fatone with the Chet Buchanan Show now. And it almost didn't happen. Joey, I'm so sorry that your friend...
You're
only as good as the information you get. So when I kept calling, it just kept going, boo-doo-doo. The number you reach is not... So I'm like, there's no way she just gave me a number that I can't even call.
Uh-huh.
I can't call through. So I called her... and cursed her out.
Because Michaela's new to the show and didn't know the triple secret inside hotline.
Yeah.
And I told it to her, and she thought I said 9, and I said 5. And is there ever a more Michaela thing, like, ever?
I think
it was accepted. It was accepted.
I just wanted to test Joey, see how much he loved me, if he'd really try to call.
Oh, I did, and I called you back.
My guy.
It ain't working.
She goes, he's calling me now. And I go, wait, we had his number. We could have just called him. She goes, no.
You should have just called me.
Michaela goes, no, I'm going to make him work for it. She actually said that.
She usually makes me work for it all the time. Anything, no matter what it is.
Oh, I'm familiar already.
Listen, Joey's my favorite dude. We've known each other for so many years.
Same.
And of all the people that I've ever got to meet, Joey, you're the realest, the funniest, and Vegas loves you.
Sugarcoat, you know that. I tell you like it is. I don't try to, you know, I'm not like, hey, look at me.
Yeah, hey, buddy.
I know. Hey, pal.
One leg on at a time, and I'm just, you know what? It's so much fun. Honestly, being this age, being 47 years old, being able to do the things that I'm doing, be able to pick and choose, do these shows, do all this stuff, it's freaking fun. My job is fun. I'm having an absolute blast on the stuff that I've been doing lately. It's been so much fun to be able to do stuff like this.
Are you still in the business of trying to host game shows here and there?
Yeah. I mean, I've actually been still in negotiations. There's been a bunch of different talks of different shows right now. Believe it or not, there's like 2 or 3 kind of different shows that are in the works that I'm not saying anything about. But got one pilot that I'm actually shooting.
Okay, so whoever he's talking to just said stop talking and just cut it and just took him away from us. He just called
back. Face.
What just happened? You go through a tunnel?
My phone just told me. My phone just told me that they didn't want me to talk to you.
That's literally what he just said.
I'm not even touching the phone. I'm not kidding you. I'm not even touching the phone and it hung up on its own. Yeah. I'm like, what the hell just happened?
Bob Barker himself was like, that's enough.
The Illuminati. they got in there. And the reason why I ask is because you're good at it. And mm-hmm. and I love that stuff. I mean, really, besides being a morning radio host, I really wanted to be a game show host, and it's harder than people think, and you're good at it.
Yeah, it is. You know what? Some people don't really realize, like, I mean, again, a lot of these shows, you know, they're daily, you know, so for instance, like, you know, The Price is Right and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. when I did Common Knowledge, I was shooting 6 shows a day.
Yep.
And it's 30-minute shows, and you're on your feet pretty much all day, and I had to keep changing the tops of my suits, and I'm just reading prompter all day. And at the same time you're doing that, you're trying to be personable and talk to these people. And sometimes these people are nervous, and you got to loosen them up and hopefully get them relaxed in a sense so they can actually, you know, just kind of be comfortable and casual on camera, because sometimes they've never been on camera. So sometimes they're overzealous, or sometimes it's just like 1 minute off camera when the camera's out, totally fine. The minute the camera gets on some of these contestants, it's like deer in headlights, or, you know, you got to kind of really – so it's that, again, it's, you know, reading the prompter, making sure you're saying everything correct. You're not screwing up the lines, making sure you stand on your marks. You hear people talking in your ear, you know. I also, a lot of times when they do the answers, I'll have them in my ear, and they'll tell me the answer in my ear, because obviously they don't want to get out there, you know, gaming play is going. So it is a lot of work, but again, like you said, it is a lot of fun as well.
How, Joey Fatones with the Chet Buchanan Show, do you, when you were standing backstage with the guys, you know, at Justin's show, and you know what you're about to explode the internet. Literally.
The funny thing is, we're all standing there and the curtains are kind of meshed. We can see through, but they couldn't see us.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
The odd thing is the odd anticipation on that one is everybody could, we can see everybody, but they couldn't see us. And we're like, oh man, this curtain's going to open up. My brain is what it's saying. I'm saying, it's going to be interesting. But the funny part was, is as soon as the curtain opened up, I had my in-ears in and I couldn't really hear them. I had to crank them up even a little bit more. And I normally have them loud as hell in my ears. Couldn't even hear it because of the screams. It was crazy. It was like one of those things of like, what?
Have you ever been, I assume you were nervous, but obviously it's not your first rodeo. So there's that mixture of like, okay, keep my heart rate down, stay focused.
Funny enough, I wasn't really nervous at all. I've been doing a lot more performances lately, but my thing was, it wasn't so much of nerves. It was more like let's just have fun. I think the nerves a little bit is when we did the new song. That's what I think I was a little bit more nervous.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. New. Mm-hmm. You know, you're doing all the old stuff. You know it. It's easy. It's like, hey, and it's cool to do it with the guys again. But, you know, getting a new song and standing there was kind of like, oh, crap, are they going to like it or what? You know,
yeah,
I mean,
right.
That's the nervous thing for me, I think it was. But other than that, my nerves, I was just like excited for all of us to do it. You know, it was just fun. It really was.
Yeah. Well, listen.
My life is all about having fun.
That's what it's all about, having fun. Listen, Joey Fatone with the Chet Buchanan Show. I think what's so fun is that you and NSYNC, the Backstreet Boys, were always like pitted against each other in our minds growing up. Like my teenage years, I was like, I'm NSYNC forever.
Yeah.
And then girls were like, I'm Backstreet. Now you guys are teaming up. You are with AJ McLean. You're coming to Vegas. How's it been working with AJ after so many years of looking like frenemies?
You know, it's so funny because it was never really animosity. It was never really, and it was almost like that kind of thing where they kind of kept us away. And then it was like, you know, maybe let's get NSYNC to do Coke and then we'll get Backstreet to do Pepsi. You know, then we'll maybe do, you know, Backstreet maybe can do Burger King and then all of a sudden NSYNC can do McDonald's. So it was like this friendly rivalry. But if you think about it, the management team was the same management team.
Yes.
So, yeah. You know, it wasn't like, I think, you know, obviously the management team was a little bit more strategically placed, but we were young. We didn't have any freaking clue about it, but it was always like, oh, those are the Backstreet Boys. You know, you just got to be better than them. That's really the idea of what it was. It was like, well, better be better than everybody. Let's be real. But Backstreet was obviously in the top of their game. So we were like, okay, well, we got to step it up. Or we just got to just keep doing what we're doing. And that's kind of what we did back in the day. So, but it was never really like that really animosity. And then the interesting thing was, is we've done a couple things together, me and AJ. And then like the very first time we ever, all of us, kind of a bunch of us worked together, is we did this movie called Dead 7, which was on Sci-Fi. It was this horrible movie,
yeah.
But it was so much fun to do because, you know, it gave us to kind of bond with all the different boy bands, guys from O-Town, Backstreet, ourselves. And it was just really cool. So doing that really kind of bonded a lot of us, myself and Howie, same thing with AJ. And then I started doing these ideas for these shows. And I wanted to do the show called Joey Fatone and Friends. And I started doing that at Epcot in Orlando, Florida, where it was myself and a couple of celebrities. But the real main idea I always wanted to do was like a Rat Pack. And that's when we went to Vegas and we did the after party, which was with Wanya Morris, Nick Carter, and AJ from Backstreet. And when that branched off, me and AJ were like, you know what, this is kind of fun. And we really gelled kind of very well together on that show. And I was like, oh, man, I said, I got this idea. There's a 90s con in Tampa. Why don't we do a show, like a 90s show maybe, kind of like a little welcome party.
Yeah.
Like, you know what, this kind of sounds a good idea. We did that and that blew up. Then I did the corporate event for F1 for Hilton Vacation Club. And I was like, AJ, you want to do this show with me? Because this will be a test. Since this is corporate, it's maybe not going to be our crowd. So let's see if it works. Did the same show. It worked. People loved it. And we started literally just talking to AG about doing some touring and stuff. That's how we picked up some touring stuff. And we're on the road.
Can't wait.
We just keep adding stuff, which is great. Yeah, it's really unreal how it kind of came together. I'm kind of excited because it's like one of those things where literally me and my manager came up and was writing on a napkin about the idea. You know, and then saying, like, what if we had a couch and we brought people up on stage? And obviously we'll talk about the show because I'm going to go into it a little bit, but it was more, how do we make it interactive? How do we make it more just chill, fun part audition show to go to? Like, what was your audition? Michaela, what was your audition song when you had a sing, when you first started trying things out and you started singing? What was your first audition song?
It was Lullaby of Birdland.
See, exactly.
And Ella Fitzgerald, too.
What's that song? Sing a little bit of it.
And we would take that and we would sing it, basically.
Lullaby of Birdland, that's what I... I always
make her do this because I'm like I have no culture, so I have no idea.
It was
what she's,
a jazz.
She's
like,
you're uncultured swine.
She's like, yeah. She's like Ella Fitzgerald. I'm like, yeah, I nothing. Sorry.
To be fair, our listeners
are
too.
Oh my gosh!
Listen, I can't wait to see you, Joey.
Yeah. Same.
I want you to come to Vegas.
Like I said, we'll take different things. Like I'll sing "She's Like the Wind" from Patrick Swayze, and then it's odd. It's like we do also another thing where we take these dice, a big huge die for dice. We throw it in the audience. It bounces around kind of like, you know, a hot potato. When the music stops, the person, whoever has the die, has to hold it up. And on the stage, we have a list of 6 songs. And they're random. Some of them, it's like Green Day. We've done the songs by Lit. We've done songs Lady Gaga. Some NSYNC, some Backstreet, like really weird, different kind of songs that we don't even sing anymore. So they're on these dice. And if it lands on it, we sing it. So it's again, a blast.
It's gonna be so
the different
fun.
Things that we've been doing on this show. So it's very interactive, but we try to get down in the audience as much as we can as well. So if you all come down and see it in Vegas, it is a darn good time.
Fantastic. Tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. Friday, August 2nd, Phoenician Theater. It is going to be a good time. Joey, thanks for the time, man. It's always fun to talk to you.
Yeah, I love you so much.
No problem. Yep. Thank you. Love you, girl. Take care of yourself and make sure next time you give me the right number.
Still giving him the wrong number.
Yeah, all these years later.
Just kidding.
It's happened to all of us, you know?
It happens.
All right, brother. We'll see you soon.
Love you.
Thank you guys so much.
Bye.
Joey Fatone's Chet Buchanan Show. He's fired up.
Yeah.
He is fired up.
Yes.
And so are we. Memorial Day weekend, so we'll kick off a brand new high-low. I want to go to Disneyland, and we'll just see if we can knock a few numbers. Well, who knows? Anything can happen. A brand new game starts at 9 o'clock. Hang on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.